of the due glory that he should have. Amen. Hallelujah. So Romans 4 and 17, amen, we will probably make comments down into the 5th chapter, but we're going to read here down to the 22nd verse. Amen. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations, before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead, and calleth those things which be not as though they were, who against hope believed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. And therefore, it was imputed to him for righteousness. Amen. Would you pray with me? Father, I thank you for the grace of God wherein we stand and rejoice. I thank you, for the promises of your word. I thank you that you are a steadfast God, that you change not, nor than that you will not change, neither shadow of turning, a description of your mentality and of your steadfastness. Sir, may you minister this morning. May we, God, obey you. May we speak as the oracle of thee. May your word find good ground. May it bring forth out in abundance, and may faith, God, rise up of the truth, that it may glorify you, that the will of God may be done in the earth, and that, sir, that it may give us strength and victory to overcome the world and to shine as lights in the dark world and to magnify you and in order to lead us home safe at the time appointed. We give you the glory, Father, in the name of Jesus. And everybody said amen. I love this passage of Scripture. Romans establishes a huge amount of doctrine. Amen. The doctrine of faith is well established in the book of Romans. Amen. And going back to who was considered the father of faith by and the standards of men, that's Abraham. Amen. Who believed God. Amen. You understand something with Brother Joe. Amen. The faith is a well abused subject. Amen. And a subject that that many people try to take advantage of. Amen. But I want to read again what I read last Sunday. Amen. Out of Tozier's writing in the book Born After Midnight. Amen. And by the way, I don't know the exact date of Tozier's writing this particular book. Amen. The publishing date I can't use. I believe it looks like it says 1959 was the original published date. By the way, that's the same year that Leonard Ravenhill wrote Why Revival Tarries. Amen. So Brother Tozier went home to be with the Lord in 1963. Amen. Here Brother Tozier's dealing, amen, that faith is a journey and not a destination. He's dealing with what is considered the present day of his day. Amen. Church and the modern mentality concerning Christianity and faith. To make converts here, we are forced to play down the difficulties and play up the peace of mind and worldly success enjoyed by those who accept Christ. We must assure our hearers that Christianity is now a proper and respectable thing, and that Christ has become quite popular with the political bigwigs, well-to-do business tycoons, and the Hollywood swimming pool set. It sounds a lot like some of the stuff we see today. Amen. This, thus assured, hell-deserving sinners are coming in droves to accept Christ for what they can get out of him. And though one now and again may drop a tear as proof of his sincerity, it is hard to escape the conclusion that most of them are stooping to patronize the Lord of glory much as a young couple might fawn on a boresome but rich old uncle in order to be mentioned in his will at a later time. Amen. I assure you that is not Christianity. Amen. That's what Brother Tozier is trying to wake people up to the fact. Amen. But has it gotten any better, Brother Joe? No, it's got worse. Amen. The prosperity gospel crowd is at an all-time high. Amen. You don't believe it? Look at the little church in Texas where they 28,000 folks all piling there on a Sunday morning. Amen. And assuredly that none of them will be told that they need to repent about anything. Amen. But just by developing this little mentality, amen. That's what God is, by the way. It's turned into philosophy rather than a genuine work of God. Amen. Let Brother Joe just say this morning. I preach a message entitled, amen, Christianity. Amen. It is a work of the Spirit of God. Amen. It is not, amen, a work of philosophy. Amen. Matter of fact, though, the Apostle Paul and the Holy Ghost warns the church, amen, that watch those people who run around with philosophy, amen, it'll do away with the deity of God, it'll do away with the power of God, and all it'll leave you is an empty profession, amen, without having anything at all that'll carry you through the trials of life. Amen. We've come to an age, and I thank God some people have become enlightened to that fact, amen, but through the 90s and the even late 80s and the end of the 90s and the early 2000s, Christian psychology was a big, big thing, amen, in our nation. And our Brother Joel was, amen, I was often jumped on and called a lot of names because I laid into it, amen, that through psychology that men cannot be set free, amen, by that. Amen, I'm telling you there's only one thing that sets men, women, boys, and girls free, and it's not some mental, amen, or some philosophical idea, amen. No, sir, it is the power of God that sets men, women, boys, and girls free. Amen. What you preaching on, Brother Joe, today? I'm preaching on a faith that will prevail. Amen. A faith that will prevail. Amen. I'm telling you something that will work. Amen to God. Hallelujah. I preached a message many years ago on faith that works. Amen. I probably got more hate emails off of that than probably any other message I've ever preached. Why'd you get them, Brother Joe? Because in that message I preached today, amen, if you don't have works, amen, out of your life, come on, I'm not talking about works that you do to try to prove your house, and I'm talking about works that because something in you is a working. Amen. Something in you is a moving you. Something in you is a focusing you and driving you into the righteousness of God and the labor that God has called us to. If you don't have that, amen, then you don't have real faith. Come on. Faith is not some, faith is a noun, but yet faith is a verb. Amen. Listen, faith is a system of belief. Amen. But faith is also something that will move me in obedience in that system of belief and walk with God. Amen. And out of that, God will work. Hey, come on with Brother Joe. I'm telling you what, real faith always brings me to God. It always brings me to submission. Always brings me into obedience to God. And then when I come into that place of obedience with God, then God steps in and works in that, and out comes the supernatural power of God. Amen. So you see, Christianity wasn't meant to be like, amen, all these other philosophies running around in the world today, but yet men have tried to turn it into the same static mess. And all it produces is some kind of mediocrity, amen, that winds up being mocked in the end. Amen. But I can tell you real Christianity, amen, listen, the Word of God says the gospel didn't come, amen, in word only, but it come in word and in what? Power. Amen to God. Hallelujah. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. It is the Apostle Paul says in Romans chapter 1, amen, writing to the church at Rome by the Holy Ghost, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to what? To everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Amen. What are you saying, Brother Joe? Real saving faith, amen, changes a life. Amen. It gives power, amen, in that life. Power to do what, Brother Joe? Power to overcome sin. Amen. Power to overcome selfishness and self-ways. Amen. Power to lay down, amen, that old life and take that new life up and run this race with patience. Hallelujah. Well, glory. I better hurry. I'll try to lay a foundation. I think I spent all my time last Sunday, amen, on the foundation. Amen. Listen, we have in this age that we're living in, amen, too many people want to water down the gospel. Amen. That's why we see all the wonderful so-called translations that are pop out everywhere. Amen. Trying to milk toast. Amen. That gospel message. Come on with Brother Joe. Give me that sharp sword. Amen. That the Word of God said, the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than a two-edged sword, dividing soul and spirit, bone and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. That's what the world needs today. That's what every life needs to have. But that comes in contact with us. Amen. It'll divide us right down to where we are. It'll show us what we are and bring us into a place of repentance before God. Amen. If that Word of God, listen, that Word of God will always find us. Amen. Folks who, will stay in that Word of God, be sincere and honest with God. Amen. God, will sanctify that life. Amen. Come on, I said God will sanctify that life. Amen. Jesus said to pray into His Father in John chapter 17, the real Lord's Prayer, when He's praying to His Father, sanctify them with thy truth. Thy Word is truth. Amen to God. Hallelujah. Wow, glory. I'm telling you, with the Word of God, amen, shines a light, reveals what we are. Amen. And says, hey, amen, there's an altar. Amen to God. And there's the blood. Amen. All you got to do, amen, is deny, amen, that sin. Turn your back on it. Amen. Fall in that altar and ask God to forgive you. Amen. He dips the hyssop in the blood, sprinkles us under regeneration. Amen. Oh, and as we walk with God in life, amen, and living for God, when we make a mistake, amen, we go right back to the high priest and said, would you dip the hyssop in the blood? Amen. Come on. Well, Brother Joe, did you get lost all over again? No. Amen. But I'm telling you, when we sin, amen, yes, we have an advocate with the Father. Amen. But I can tell you what, amen, if I don't repent, I can't get the blood on that sin. Hello? Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. Listen, it's not that the saint, amen, doesn't sin per se. I don't think we ought to live a life practicing sin. Amen. But we'll make mistakes. And the one that says they hadn't put the little halo up there, they got their horns holding it up. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. If the Word of God says, if we sin, not when we sin, that if and when are two different things. Hello? Amen. Understand something. Man will make a mistake. Amen. But the problem is, if he just tries to wallow in that business, or is he willing, amen, to by faith believe that God will, amen, wipe it away if he'll go to Him in honesty? Amen. I'm going to tell you a little secret. The longer you let that sin stay there, the more damage it'll do. Come on with me. Sin eats like a canker. Amen. It'll eat everything up, amen, if it's not dealt with. Amen. Sin will destroy, amen, that soul in the end if it is not eliminated. Amen. I know that preaching against sin today is not a very popular thing. People don't think that you ought to be able to sin your way into heaven. Amen. But I can't find out that book right there. Amen. No, sirree. Amen. I can tell you there's only one brand of righteousness. It's His. Hello? I don't find where He has two or three standards. Only one. Amen. That's the righteousness of Christ. The Apostle Paul writes, and amen, by the Holy Ghost, and says, amen, that I may be found in Him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but the righteousness which is by faith, amen, of Christ Jesus. Come on with Brother Joe. That's the righteousness that's going to get you to heaven. Amen. How do I have that righteousness, Brother Joe? Amen. When I sin, when I make a mistake, amen, and God's conviction gets on my life, amen, I step in that altar, amen, bow my heart and my head, and the high priest of heaven, amen, purges me. Hallelujah. Oh, listen, amen, listen to what God said in His Word. Amen. If we confess our sins, amen, that word confess there means, amen, in godly sorrow. Amen. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive me of my sin and what? To cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Amen. Hallelujah. So faith is a very important thing. Amen. Abraham, amen, we read here, amen, who against hope believed in hope. Amen. Come on, Brother Joe. Amen. Listen, the devil's always going to come. What's he after? He wants to rob you of your faith in God. Come on. He's been robbing people. I'm telling you, he's been quite successful. He'll rob you, amen, of deliverance. He'll rob you of healing. He'll rob you of anything in the book that he can rob you of. If he can rob you of faith, he'll rob you of everything that God's trying to do in your life. Come on. He comes to assault your faith. Amen. Come on, Brother Joe. He comes with the what if questions and this and that and the other. Amen. I'm telling you, I heard a fellow say, amen, the devil, amen, created another kind of creature called a yes, but this and yes, but that. Come on. If you listen at him, he'll tell you that until he runs you crazy. It don't matter what the butt is or the interjection. Come on. Amen. God's still the same. Amen. It don't matter what the mountain is. It don't matter what the problem is. It don't matter who the devil is. Amen. God is the answer. Amen. We sing that song sometimes, Sister Deborah. Amen. Jesus is the answer. Amen. And now, the Word of God tells me in Hebrews chapter 11, amen, he that cometh to God must, didn't say he should or probably it'd be a good thing, he must believe, amen, here we go, amen, we're coming right back to the head of faith again, amen, he must believe that he is, amen. We must believe that God is absolutely who that He says that He is. Amen. We must believe Him in the entirety of who He is. Come on, Brother Joe. Amen. I must believe that if I believe who God is, then I believe His Word. Hello? And we'll say that again. If I believe that He is, then I believe His Word. Amen. Come on with me. Amen. And He must believe that He is. And what? And that He is a rewarder. Whoa. My, of them who half-heartedly seek Him. Oh, pardon me, I'm having problems with my Bible. Amen. Of them that what? Diligently seek Him. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. If you listen to a lot that goes on today, amen, you think that God just answers prayer, amen, that's slung at Him through half-hearted unbelief, amen. When Jesus' disciples failed, amen, and they come to the Lord, what did He say? Oh, ye of little faith, wherein did you doubt? Amen. Come on. Doubt is sin. Doubt always leads to sin. Come on, brother. Well, Brother Joe, this morning. Amen. If I doubt God, amen, I ain't going to get anything from Him. Amen. James, amen, writing under the Holy Ghost said, amen, when we pray, amen, don't be like the waves of the sea. Amen. Don't let them toss to and fro. Other words, don't be wishy-washy. Amen. You get that faith purified. That means, come on, Brother Joe, you're going to have to get down to business with God. Amen. You're going to have to shut the door. Amen. And the windows and all of that on the devil wherever he comes in. Amen. Oh, don't be like the waves of the sea tossed to and fro. Amen. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything from the Lord. Amen. God's not into the wishy-washy faith business. He's into the pure faith business. Amen. Listen, it don't matter about great faith, just pure faith. Amen. I can tell you, sir. Oh, Jesus said to His disciples, oh, ye of little faith. Amen. You got very little of it. Amen. I heard that man. Amen. When Jesus says, ask Him, do you believe? What did He tell the Lord? He's honest. I believe, Lord, but help thou mine unbelief. Would you help me where I'm struggling at, Lord? Amen. Would you help me? You see, faith is not a mind game. Amen. Faith comes from God. Amen. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Amen. That's not just me hearing Alexander Scorby. Amen. Read the Bible in my ears. Amen. No, sir. That's me hearing the Word of God. Amen. With the intent of obedience and submission to God. Amen. Now, come on. If I don't hear it with that spirit, it never arrives where it's got to go. But if I hear what God's got to say, amen, as the final authority, and as the ruler of my life, as the king upon the throne of my heart, amen, my tack comes out of my hand. Amen. I can tell you that Word of God, amen, will find its place in the spirit of man. It will rise up, amen, oh, hallelujah, and command the devil to go where he belongs. Hey. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost right there. Amen. I can tell you when that Word of God meets faith, something's fixing to happen. You hear me? I said when the Word of God meets faith, amen, Brent comes and transfers into that real life. Amen. My. What does the Word of God say? Amen. We are transformed by the renewing of our mind. Amen. What's that? That's the Word of God. Amen. By the Spirit of God changing me. Amen. Hallelujah. You see? God's limited in a vast portion of the church today. Amen. Because folks won't believe God. They won't obey God. They want everything their way. That's what I read to you out of Tozer's book. That's all he's basically saying, is that nowadays if you go to peddle Christianity, you got to peddle it where, what's the benefit to me? Come on. Brother Ravenhill said it another way. Said, we preach the wrong message today. We preach you are loved. Amen. Said, we used to preach, you are lost. Hello? I think the brother was right. Amen. Said, then Brother Ravenhill said, you got to get a man lost before you can get him found. Amen. You got to get him unregenerate before you can get him saved. Amen. If you can't make him know he needs salvation, he ain't never going after it. Amen. Come on. And then you got to make him know, amen, what salvation is. Amen. It's not just some little giggly little emotionalism. Amen. It's a whole radical. Come on with Brother Joe. I want to tell you what happened in that garden. Amen. We talked about it this morning. It was a radical thing. I said what happened in the garden was a radical thing. It changed man from what he was. Amen. He's a living. What did God say? He made him a living soul. Amen. What happened in that garden, Brother Joe? He became a dead soul. That's a lot of change. Amen. Oh, come on. Amen. I believe our evangelist wrote many years ago a book, and I think towards the end of his career he went off the deep end some other way. Amen. But he wrote a book, Two Men from Eden. Amen to God. I'm telling you, amen, at last Adam. Amen. He's a quickening spirit. Amen. What did he come to, Brother Joe? He come to bring that old dead soul. Amen. From death unto life. Amen. He come to give a man once again ability to walk in faith. Amen. And to have communion with God. Amen. And to become godlike. Amen. Godly in his nature and his character. Changing that man from a vile creature. Amen. Unto a glorious creature that God intended from the beginning. You know, we got these folks today that act like you're about Christian, but ain't nothing changed about you. Amen. Somebody better, amen, read the book again. Brother Joe knows why they do that. It's because we got too many folks, amen, preaching that false gospel. Amen. That says you can be saved but not changed. I hate to tell folks. Amen. Listen. Amen. James made it very clear. Amen. You gotta believe. Amen. If you, amen, have not had a change, and if you don't obey what God says, then you're deceiving your own self. You lying to your own self. Amen. How you know you're saved, Brother Joe? I have that witness in me. Amen. Come on. Not only do I have that witness in my spirit that says I'm a son of God. Amen. But well, listen. Amen. There's some other things that bear, amen, witness in me that says I'm saved. What is that, Brother Joe? Amen. I can tell you things are different in my life. Amen. Old things, amen, the Apostle Paul writes, are passed away. And behold, all things, amen, are become new. And all things are of God. You mean that faith will do all of that? Amen. Indeed. I can tell you, faith that is saving faith is a starting point. But it don't stop there. Amen. It's just a place. It's just a Gilgal. Amen. What is that? That's just where we start with God. Amen. Come on. I can tell you, God didn't just save us to leave us right there where we started with Him. Amen. God wants us to grow in the grace and the knowledge of Christ. Amen. God wants us to go and, amen, to come into the what is the full measure, amen, of God in us. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. It's a place where God makes us productive in the land of the living. Amen. God wants to do something in us. God wants to grow something in us. Amen. God wants to manifest His life out of us. The whole reason, amen, of being born again, amen, is to allow God, amen, to inhabit that life. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. Accept that there is an atonement. Amen. Amen. God cannot do anything in the life. Amen. What are you saying about that, Brother Joe? I know repentance is belittled today, but understand something. Unless a man or a woman, boy or girl, amen, comes at real repentance, God has no access in that life whatsoever. Amen. What's he doing, Brother Joe? He's doing what he did to that Laodicean church. He's just standing at the door knocking. Amen. But he ain't got to come in. Come on, Brother Joe. I can tell you, until God gets to come in, they won't be an ounce of difference in that life. They get religious. Amen. Come on. I want to tell you, if you want to find out what religion to get you, amen, you read, amen, in the book of John, amen, what Jesus said, or amen, or in the book of Matthew, rather, what Jesus said to the amen, to the Pharisees. He can pass sea and land to make one proselyte, and when he's finished, he's twofold more the child of hell than yourselves. Amen. That's what religiosity does. Except your righteousness exceed the righteousness of the scribes and of the Pharisees, you shall in no wise enter in. Religious people don't go to heaven. Amen. Saved folks do. Born again believers. My, I want to tell you something. Amen. I see people in foreign lands, amen, being put to death with a calmness in their soul. They've got something. What's wrong with them? Ain't nothing wrong with them. It's what's right with them. Amen. Come on, Brother Joe. Amen. They look at that Christian and say, what's wrong with you? Oh, it's not what's wrong. Amen. It's what's right with me and what's wrong with you. Oh, I'm in Jesus. Amen. I got life. You dead. Amen. Let me hurry. Abraham staggered not at the promise of God. How? Through what? Through unbelief. Amen. Listen. Doubt and unbelief bars the door to heaven. Amen. It bars God from doing anything in the life. If I don't believe the gospel, when the gospel is preached, if there's not faith, amen, then God can do nothing in my life. Amen. He is shut out of my life. Amen to God. So that's why, listen, it's not a message of logic. Amen. If a message only reaches the mind of a person, that's as far as it goes. It ain't going to produce anything. You can convince a person philosophically, amen, all you want to, and they can do their dead level best to, amen, for that change come about, but it won't produce one sorry thing. All it will mostly do is make them religious, amen, and make them think that they have arrived somewhere that they have never gotten. Amen. Come on. Listen, what are you saying? Amen. A message, amen, of intellect, Brother Ravenhill said, only reaches the mind of that person. Amen. Says you got to have something far more radical than that. That's why he gave the church the Holy Ghost. Amen. Why? Because to drive that Word of God all the way into that spirit. Amen. If you've been saved and you sit under conviction, amen, while somebody preached or witnessed to you, amen, then you know what I'm talking about. Amen. I'm telling you, and you felt like, amen, that what God is doing is a boring out your soul. I mean, he's gone all the way to where you are. Amen. He's peeled you wide open. Come on, we're Brother Joe. Amen. My. Amen. It's like that old boy wandered into that mission. Amen. He's drunk. Amen. But God sobered him up while he's in there. And he's quite sure, amen, that somebody's told the preacher, amen, everything that he's ever done. Amen. Come on. Amen. It's not the preacher, amen, that's making him feel that way. Amen. In so many words, as he's just obeying God. But the Holy Ghost is driving home that word. Amen. What's he doing? He's ripping him open with that sword. Amen. Peeling him back. He's revealing what we are. Amen. Wow. What's faith then, Brother Joe? Faith then takes a hold of that. Amen. I got to believe God. Come on, listen. When God, amen, reveals what I am, amen, by the Word, then there comes a choice on my part. I'm either going to believe what God's saying or I'm going to deny it. Come on. But if I believe what God said, amen, you know what? And listen, it'll break my heart. It'll break my spirit. What did old brother Tozer say, Harley, even a tear? You listen, I had an old man in an altar one night in church many years ago. Amen. Somebody suddenly thought they ought to let him in the sinner's prayer. He's weeping his heart out. Amen. I mean, he's a pouring out. He may not have been saying a whole lot of words, but that man's a weeping. Amen. I mean, he's a weeping. Amen. Oh, I said, you leave that man alone. He don't need nobody to tell him anything to say. Amen. Matter of fact, you don't interfere with what God's doing. Amen. God done got that man's heart's broke before God. Amen. He's humbled himself. Amen. He's broken for his sin. I want to tell you something. Heaven's opened. Amen. And the high priest is going to step out. Amen. When you meet that condition, he'll step out of the heavens and dip the hyssop in the blood. Whoo! I can roll through all of the motions with my mouth, say all the words somebody tells me to say, and God ain't been moved a hair. Brother Charles Grandison Finney preached a whole message that, amen, that preached today would probably inflame a group of, amen, a vast portion of Christianity on true and false repentance. Amen. We're ate up with it today. Amen, folks. Amen. They're trying to get into the club called the church. Amen. They'll go through the motions. Amen. Repeat after me, mumbo jumbo. It's like some third, amen, or some Eastern mysticism business. Amen. God's not into that business. Amen. God's not into many words. I tell you what He is into, though. He's into truth. Amen. Come on. If I will pour out my soul in true repentance before God and be truly sorry, amen, for what I've done wrong, and that I've wronged God and my fellow man. Amen. The high priest of heaven will step out. He said, He that cometh unto me with broken heart and with a contrite spirit, I will in no wise cast out. Glory. By the way, let Brother Joe just not stop right there. Yea, man looketh on the outward appearance, but I look on the heart, saith the Lord. I look past all the veneer and all the emotions and all the expressions of man, and behold, I look at what he really is. And behold, if he's speaking out of his heart, or behold, if his lips are moving and lies are the perpetration of his lips. Behold, I said it in vain to try to draw nigh to me with your lips, while your heart is far from me, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Too bad that most of the church world has forgot that. Amen. They've missed it. Amen. You hear, Brother Joe? Not only for that sinner. Amen. For that saint of God. When God comes to me and says, I've done something wrong. Come on. The same way of repentance that I repented in that altar when I got saved. Matter of fact, it ought to be even more so. I ought to have a more sensitive conscience than I've ever had. Amen. Told a fellow one time, I said, you know, he asked me, what are some things that make you know you're saved? I said, well, one thing I can tell you for sure. I said, your heart is more easily broken for sin than it ever was. If you're really saved, amen, what used to not bother you will bother you. Hello? I never have forgot the story. Brother Clinton and said, the night he's got saved, he's gone to that rig. He's running a drilling crew. Amen. And while he's done showed the signs that he's been changed. He didn't stop and got no wine at the 7-Eleven. They said, what's wrong with you? Clendenin? He said, the only thing I know how to say it, I didn't know how to say it any other way. I got religion. He said, I got more than that, but that's what I knew how to say. I said, one of them in the car said, I've had religion all my life, but it ain't never done me that way. You ain't never had the right stuff. Hello. Got on out there to that job while he's working. Amen. Said, amen, that man up there, amen, that mud engineer is going to sleep. Anybody knows anything about drilling knows that mud engineer is a very important job. Amen. He keeps that shaft, amen, that mud around that shaft that's drilling down in that ground. If you don't keep that mud around it, if you hit a pocket of poison gas or explosive gas and you haven't got that properly sealed off, everybody on that rig probably dead. Hello? So he said, I hung a weight on the arm of that motor I was running, and up that rig I went and said, when I got up there, said, before I knew what I was doing, I kicked him. He said, I mean, I kicked him. He said, about that time I kicked that man, said, my heart fell about to my feet, and the devil said, see there, told you didn't have anything. And said, my heart fell, and said, immediately said, God spoke to me, and said, you ain't never felt bad about kicking nobody before, have you? Whoa! He said, I knew I had something. Amen. I knew I had the goods. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. One of the sure signs, amen, that we pass from death unto life is that our conscience, amen, works a whole lot better. God didn't give us that conscience for no reason. Amen. Why does it work better? Because we ought to live a more godly life in that world out yonder. We ought to have more scruples. Amen. Our life ought to be more honest. Amen. Why? Because we're living under a brighter light. Amen. We're living under the light of the Word of God. Amen. That Word of God says if we walk in the light, as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. Amen. And the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, what? Cleanseth us from all sin. How in the world is that happening, Brother Joe? Because my conscience is bearing me witness. When I get out of tune with God, amen, my conscience eats me up. Amen. Drives me to an altar, and there I weep my way before God. Amen. And the blood gets sprinkled all over again. Come on. Come on, Brother Joe. If the church today, amen, had as much conviction as it did 30 years ago, hello, it don't have it. I agree with Brother David Talbert several years ago when he said that the average drunk, amen, of the 60s and the 70s had more morals than a lot of professing Christians have today. That's a sad statement. What's wrong, Brother Joe? Their faith is messed up. They don't have real faith. They got religion. Glory. Behold, if you walk with me by faith, shall you not walk as I walked, saith the Lord? Shall you not live as I lived? Behold, shall I not live my life through thee? If thou walk in obedience unto me, behold, I have set forth a conscience in you, saith the Lord. Behold, I give you that conscience that you may know when you have strayed or erred, that you may, God, return unto me, that you may subject yourself unto me, and that I may lead you in the paths of righteousness for my name's sake, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. I got to hurry and close this morning. I'll be long-winded. Amen. Listen. He staggered not at the promise of God, but through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded. Amen. What was he persuaded of, Brother Joe? That what God had promised, that he was able to perform it. Listen. I know I've just, amen, got back into the foundation good again. Listen. A lot of our problem falls right there. I've had people been saved a long time, want to belittle people because they want to step out by faith. Oh, better watch that. Amen. Come on. I said, no, what you better watch is that you get to the place where you cannot believe God and feel all right about it. Come on. When I get where I can have a little bit of doubt about what God said and it don't bother me, I have got in a bad place. You know what that's going to... Well, Brother Joe, that well means you might not just see miracles. No, I don't mean just that. That means a lot of other things. That means that sin is going to find its way into my life. First, the sin of omission is already there. Hello? Then, because I don't believe God like I'm supposed to, commission sins are going to come creeping on in. You know how most of the mainline denominations got where they're at today? They didn't get there all at once, did they? They got there incrementally. Piece by piece by piece. What'd they do, Brother Joe? They begin to doubt God on little points here and there. After a while, amen, once you doubt God on the what man might call the little things, by the way, they really ain't no little things. After a while, you won't believe God about the big things. And you'll arrive at a place where a lot of our mainline denominations are at in our country today. Amen. If it had not been for the African Methodist, the United Methodist Church in the world was as a whole in this country would have voted, amen, to go fully, amen, that God was fully compliant with the LGBTQ, amen, and every kind of other perversion that you can just about think of. Come on. It was the African church that said, we're not going there. Amen. Isn't it something? Amen. We are evolved. Amen. Brother Tony McCullough preached a message many years ago and used the slogan of the Virginia Slim cigarettes. You've come a long way, baby. And I'm afraid folks have gone a long way, but in the wrong direction. Amen. What did they do, Brother Joe? Amen. Come on. What did Jude write? Amen. I'm going to tell you, Jesus ain't made it back to heaven. Amen. But just a few years. Come on. And what is he having to inspire? Amen. His speakers to say. Jude rises up and says, amen. Hey, that guy. He said, look here. I'm telling you that you need to earnestly contend for the faith that's once delivered to the saints. How quickly that it eroded away, that they could begin to believe that Jesus was not who He said He was, amen, and that the Word of God was not what it, amen, was, and the God of the Word was not who He was. Didn't take long, did it? Believe you me, we've gone a long ways beyond having to need, amen, Jews to stand up and say that you better earnestly contend for the faith that was once delivered unto the saints. Why, Brother Joe? He explains it, for evil men, amen, of old crept in. Come on, I'm going to shine unaware. What? Because nobody's watching. Nobody's pulling out the light, shining. Nobody's pulling that sword out, dealing with what's going wrong. And piece by piece, the enemy will take away until there is no foundation left. And David said, if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Amen. We're headed a long way down that road. Brother Joe believes in faith. I believe in the real faith that this book implies. It's not a dimension. Amen. It's a gift of God. It's a work of God in the life. Amen. I've got to come to God. You can't come to God any other way than by faith. By faith, what? Without faith, amen, let me just go. It is impossible to please God. Okay? Brother Joe can go a long ways down that road. But primarily because faith and obedience are tangibly tied together. Faith without obedience is a total misstatement. If I have faith in God, then I will obey God. If I don't obey God, I can say I have faith in God till I turn blue in the face. It don't make any difference. Amen. You see, he that cometh to God must believe. Amen. That He is. And that He is a rewarder. Amen. Maybe this evening we can look at the heroes of faith. Yes, faith won't make your life. Come on, Brother Joe. It won't make your life an easy street. But I tell you what it will do. It'll make your life, amen, signify and work. God will work the impossible and the supernatural through the life of a natural man, woman, boy, or girl by faith. Oh. The Apostle Paul writes and says, we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the glory thereof may be unto God and not unto man. My. Amen. You see, God can take ordinary human beings, amen, who will allow the faith of God to work in their life and change them, transform them, and fill them with His ability and His power. And by the way, when we're on the subject of power, let me just finish right here. Amen. All power comes from God. All. Don't care what kind of power it is, it comes from God. Without God, it would not exist. Why? Because without God, nothing exists. You understand that? Amen. I've heard it said that power belongeth to God. Amen. You know, people think power belongs to government. It belongs to God. Amen. One day they're going to figure out, if they don't figure it out the right way, they're going to get it handed them the wrong way, and they're going to figure out at a judgment that power really does belong to God. I'm closing right here. Father, I thank You. Lord, I thank You for the faith that was once delivered to the saints. I thank You for real faith. Lord, that is in grave need in this hour today for men, women, boys, and girls to rise up and believe You, to humble themselves under the mighty hand of God and allow the faith of Christ to prevail in the life, that we may believe Your word no matter what our eye sees, no matter what our ear hears, or no matter what, Lord, this little mind comes across, that it may cast down every high thought and imagination that exalts itself against You, and that it may bring glory and honor to You as we walk by faith and not by sight. Amen. Let's just close in prayer this morning. Amen. May God endue the church with such great faith, amen, that God can live again, amen, in us as He so desires. He can manifest His Christ out of us as is His divine will. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank God. Amen. For folks who walk by faith, amen, God found a man named Abraham. He obeyed God. He lived by faith. Out of Abraham comes Isaac. Amen. And out of Isaac, the Word of God says, shall thy seed be called. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, listen, it all started with faith. And a man that God can, amen, can instill that faith in. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Somebody that would go along and let God work His will. Believe God. Amen. Knowing who He is. Believe in Him. Walk with Him and come even more aware and more knowledgeable about who God is. Amen. Oh, listen, thank God that faith continued on. Amen. All the way through that Old Testament. Amen. God found men and women that would obey Him. Amen. That would walk by faith. Amen. Hebrews chapter 11. Amen. The Hall of Fame chapter of the Hebrews, of the heroes of faith that obeyed God. Amen. We can go on past there. We go on to that early New Testament church. Amen. God found men and women. Amen. That believe Him. Amen. Out of that comes moves of God and the mighty working of God's Spirit. Amen. Propagating and making manifest the gospel. Amen. Showing it forth. Shining that light in the dark world. Amen. It continued on to that church. Coming all the way down to our day. Thank God for the faithful. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Of one of the great, amen, questions and messages Brother Clendenin preached is when he done a dedicatory service. Amen. And he preached a three-topic message or a three-point message. What did they leave us? Amen. What have we done with it? And what will we leave behind? Amen. Come on with Brother Joel. I can tell you those ought to haunt us. What have they left us? Amen. What kind of faith? I'm telling you, amen, glory to God, if we allow God to give us that faith and work that faith in us, amen, mountains will be moved, amen, miracles will be wrought, amen, oh, deliverances will be had, amen to God, oh, hallelujah, and the message of Christ will shine forth, not with a dead letter, amen, but with the power of the Spirit of God, amen, my, amen, oh, Israel, we found Joseph, amen, he come to get you and carry you back down to Egypt where he's in charge. Oh, I don't believe you. I got that old bloody coat you brought me. Well, step to the door. Amen, Father, and look at all them wagons that's packed with the goods. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Faith always produces the wagons. Hey, amen. It produces the reality, and the reality of an almighty God is manifest. I can tell you it'll take no less than that today. No less than the full working of Pentecost, amen, in the child of God's life. Amen. Oh, hallelujah, where God, amen, so infills, amen, that it's no longer I that live, the Apostle Paul said, but it's Christ that liveth in me. And this life that I now live, I live it by the faith of the Son of God. Hallelujah. There, amen, is real faith being manifest, the life of Christ being lifted up. Manifest out of the life of mankind. Hallelujah. Treasure in an earthen vessel, bringing glory unto God. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. Faith won't make you life at ease in Zion or an easy place. You'll have battles. Amen. Because you walk in faith, amen, you'll offend this world. You'll offend religious people. Hello. And those are the worst folks to offend. Amen. Oh, no, because you have faith don't mean everybody will love you. Amen. Jesus had 2 years, only 1 year of popularity. Amen. The year his year of his invitation or his year of innocence or his year of introduction, he had a year of popularity, and then his last year was the year of opposition. Amen. Why, Brother Joe? Amen. When faith gets to work and the Word of God gets to going forth, amen, it gets to cut men where they're living at. It finds them, shines a light on them. Amen. Some, and most, if you ask me, amen, will not like it. They will get offended. Amen. I can tell you, I'd rather, amen, God cut me, let me humble myself and get offended and go to hell about it. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. I can tell you who's offended. Amen. It's God that's offended at sin. Amen. And if I don't get rid of that offense, amen, He ain't never going to say well done. Amen. It ain't going to happen. Amen. But if I will humble myself under the mighty hand of God, my Bible says that in due season He will lift us up. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. He will wash us, cleanse us, and give us deliverance. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God.